Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Keeping the Love Command. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Let no man, so this is not just for preachers, right? For everybody. Let no man seek his own, but every man what? Another's. And wealth is added by the translator. So another's what? Well, another's whatever you'd be seeking for yourself. Instead of seeking your own, whatever you'd be seeking for yourself. What do most people seek for themselves? Their own betterment. Their own needs met. Their own relief. Their own satisfaction and fulfillment, their own desires. Well, what does love do? Instead of seeking mine, love would seek yours. And that's the key to me having full joy. Sounds backwards to the carnal mind. Well, no. Me having full joy is me seeking what I want and getting what I want because that makes me happy. No, you can't be. You can get all the money, you can get all the stuff, you can do all the things, and when it's all done and the dust is cleared, you're going to be empty inside. It's a fact. There's not enough money to satisfy you spiritually. Not enough money on the planet. Not enough stuff. Not enough hobbies. Not enough physical activity. Nothing. Food cannot satisfy your spirit. Amen. Sex cannot satisfy your spirit. Things cannot satisfy your spirit. Drugs, alcohol cannot satisfy your spirit. You're made in the likeness and image of God. Deep calls unto deep. Your heart cries out, whether you acknowledge it or not. Even atheists so-called, agnostics so-called, if they'd be honest, there's something in them crying out for the Creator. Oh yeah, it's there. And people try to fill that void with every kind of thing and every kind of sin, and it cannot be. Cannot be. What's going to fill you? The one who made you. And He is love. So can you see? The new commandment is the key to your full joy. Why? Because in acting and obeying the love, you're sowing the love. You're going to be receiving the love. And that's the only thing that can make you happy.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Sex is not love. In fact, making love is a misnomer. It is an incorrect term. God is love. Between husband and wife, love can be expressed through sex, but sex is not love. Why do you say that? Millions are getting hurt, aren't they? Looking for love and settling for sex and being miserable, being unhappy. God is love. How are you going to be happy? Not seeking, trying to satisfy your flesh. It can never make you happy. Get to God. Sell out completely to God, as they say. Obey God completely. And do what so I'm giving my life to the Lord. He's my head. He's the captain of my salvation. Okay, your head told you then. He commanded you to love. Right? So get to it. And then what's going to happen with you? You will finally find the satisfaction that you've been hungry for. I'm taking all the drugs I want to take. I am snorting all the coke I want to snort. I am drinking all the whiskey I want to drink. I'm having all the affairs I want to have, which is none.
Exactly.
Mrs. Why? I don't need it. I don't need any of it. I don't need it. I'm having fun. I got joy. I got peace. It's available to every believer, isn't it? You want to increase your joy in the Lord? Increase your love walk. Comes right back to you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Where are you? What did it say? 10:24? Let no man do what? What does love do? Love seeks not its own. But what did he go on to say? But every man, in other words, seek every man another person's wealth or benefit. Go to the 33rd verse of the same chapter. 33rd verse. Verse 33, chapter 10, 1 Corinthians. Even as I please all men in all things. What does it say? Not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. Seeking not my own, but another's benefit. Selfishness seeks its own. And that's what most of the world is doing. Seeking my own advancement. Seeking my promotion. Seeking my satisfaction. Seeking my fulfillment. And when they open their eyes in the morning, till they lay their head on the pillow at night, that's what they're doing. Seeking my advancement. My prosperity, my increase, my fame, my success. Love will seek another person's success. Now, can you tell how it gets quiet? Because for years, Christians have talked about these things and without being willing or intending to do them. They talk about them and nod their head and go, amen. That's right. Yep. And have no intention of doing it. Why? Because people want to seek their own. The flesh wants to seek its own. But is that the way to real success? Can you get fulfilled seeking your own? No, you'll be miserable. No matter how much you get, no matter how much you accomplish, some of the most miserable people on the planet are some of the most famous. You see people in the news all the time. They got more money than they could spend in 5 lifetimes. They got fame and they're miserable. They're looking for comfort in the bottom of a bottle or with a pill or through having 40 partners in the week. You understand what I'm talking about? And they're miserable. Why? Some people can live under the delusion that if I had the money, I'd be happy. They don't have it, so they can believe the lie that if I could have it, I could be happy. Or if I was successful, they got it. And they found out I'm still not happy. That's why a lot of people commit suicide. You don't have to do it though. You can be full of joy. I don't care if you're like Brother Hagin used to say, if you're sitting on the creek bank with nothing, drinking branch water and eating wild onions and cold cornbread. You can still be full of joy. You can still be full of joy because your joy is not based on that. It's based on the love of God that cannot fail, that nothing can separate you from. Go to Philippians 2 real quickly. Can you see as we go through these things that we've known far less about this than we thought we did? Just because you heard about it doesn't mean that you've developed in it or that you've done it very much. But God is teaching us personally how to do this. Philippians chapter 2. Philippians 2 and verse 4. Now we've seen witness after witness. I just want to establish it real strong here. Philippians 2, 4, what does it say? Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Love does not seek its own. He says, well, how am I going to get it if I don't seek it? It's sowing and reaping. Help somebody else's dream come to pass. What will God do? He will raise up somebody and send them to you. You love them. God will love you directly and through other people. God supernaturally puts people on other people's hearts. Doesn't he? He can drop you on people's hearts and they don't know why, but they just like you. And they just want to help you. It's called the favor of God. It's supernatural. So that's what I want. I want people wanting to help me. Yeah, I know you do. But it won't come about by you trying to talk them into it. Or by you seeking your own. How's it going to happen? By you genuinely and sincerely wanting to do it for somebody else. And doing it. Seeking their own. Seeking theirs, I should say. And not just your own. Love seeks not its own. Love seeks another's help. Go to 2 Timothy real quickly, please. 2 Timothy and the first chapter. Now, this word seek is important. We're going to talk about it in just a moment. But here's a further confirmation of this. 2 Timothy, the first chapter, and down about verse 16. 2 Timothy 1. Well, let's see. Read 15. 2 Timothy 1, 15. He said, the Spirit of God, through Paul, writing to Timothy and to us, he said, this you know, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me. How many? You know, we shouldn't be just shocked to the point of falling off our chair and giving up if somebody quits us. If somebody, I hear pastors all the time talking about it, people in ministry, their partners, long time left them, or people, partners in the church or supporters in the ministry left them. Did you know Paul had the same issues? Did you know Jesus had the same issues? You remember Jesus when he preached that message on you gotta eat my flesh and drink my blood? Whew. He lost multitudes of supporters. Didn't he? Multitudes. I guess thousands. Left him and walked no more with him over that one message. Now that's ignorant, but it happened. And if it happened with Jesus, it could happen with you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Love Seeks Good, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1106G. That's R1106G. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.